to GSC.
Oh, Steve and Tulio, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Richard. Just fine.
Yeah, I'm doing okay, too. I see the cardiologist later today. I have an appointment. And like I said to you yesterday, I consider myself very fortunate in the sense of they caught this before the heart attack, not after, you know?
Well, that's the purpose of going for regular checkups.
That's exactly right, Steve. I had a doctor who was horrible. And I, you know how I got this guy? I had to go to one of these walk-in clinics, something, not the heart, something else. And I told him I needed a new doctor. The other guy, would you believe the other guy, I called the girl. I said, who's covering for Dr. Panish? She said, didn't even know what I meant. The guy didn't keep records, nothing. So, it was a horrible doctor. So, anyway, when I went to the walk-in clinic, they gave me the name of this place in East Meadow. It's a whole family practice called East Meadow Family Practice. So wonderful. That's how I got to them. And when I got to them, they're the ones that told me I was a problem.
Well, sometimes these things work out. Anyway, what else is cooking? You take it, your appointment is for a little later today.
This is a doctor I used before. He had done an angiogram on me, but he couldn't find anything at the time. It was indigestion. But he, well, my father was 82. He did a quadruple bypass on him, and he lived to 94. He's a very good doctor. He's a cardiologist. He now is at St. Francis. His name is Andrew Grunwald. I think the world of him.
Much of a songwriter, but when I'm thinking about Patty, well, sometimes a song...
Well, I'm glad you're happy with your choice, Richie. Anyway, I am just on the way in. Actually, I have hit little or no traffic so far. So I'm just going to go back to the broadcast radio for a little bit, trying to keep up with what's going on, which is nothing good.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Two shootings. You know, I don't know if it's true or it was a wives' tale, but I heard in Canada they have very loose gun laws and they have no problems up there, so I don't know what to make of that. Except that we have a lot of unhappy people here. Anyway, Steve, what I told you yesterday, check with Mike and I'll give him a call. You know what I'm referring to. I'll see you later, M2EO.
A60BZ.
Also, WB2ZOC.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Okay, this is UKMH Mobile.
Good morning, Charlie, and to you.
Good morning, Richie. How was your weekend?
Actually, pretty darn good. I have a guy working for me, you know, one of the attendants. He did a lot of work for me extra, and I'm paying him for it. He cleaned up all the garbage, and, you know, not literally garbage. Stuff has been laying around since I moved here. The house looks great for the first time. And next week he's going to clean out the shed. He says there's a lot of crap in there, too. He's a really hard worker, and I'm paying him extra.
Oh, that's very good. So it works out for both of you. I know what it's like. You know, you end up accumulating so much junk. I'll have to clean out my shed one of these days. Also around my computer desk and even the radio area is getting cluttered now.
Oh, my radio area. Hold on, let me wait for the beep. My radio area, computer, everything. That's, I always keep up with that. No problem. But, no, like you say, I don't have a garage, but people with garages, same thing. They accumulate a lot of junk. And a lot of this stuff was here even before I moved in. But, you know, I couldn't do it for medical reasons, so he's doing it. He didn't even want money. He just wanted to do it, but I'm giving him money anyway. He deserves it. In September, I'm going to give him $100. And on October, when the Social Security comes in October, I'm giving him another 100. The guy's really, really good.
Good, I'm sure he appreciates it. Anyway, I sent him up for some stuff to eBay, some soldering stuff and whatnot, and some wood to start making some little kits. And I built a little amplifier that's almost done. One of those little eBay kits. Kept me occupied for a couple hours.
Okay, Charlie, that's good. Now, I don't know what kind of iron. Don't buy, like, a Radio Shack. They're no good. I have a, my stuff is all weather. The soldering iron I have is the good iron. It's professional quality. The weather WP35. It cost me $65. 25-watt iron. It's very good. And all my tools are Exolite. Exolite makes top quality tools for electronics.
Fantastic. You know, you buy the good stuff, it'll last you, but I only needed hobby level quality. So I got a nice little temperature controlled unit with switchable heads and bought like 10 different tips and, you know, all the basics just to do little projects or an occasional little repair. I definitely don't need the best quality, but, you know, it's had good reviews, so I'm happy with it.
That's good, as long as you're happy with it. You bought it on eBay? Or where?
Yeah, it was an eBay item. And, you know, I went over all the reviews to see how they were working. And it's a neat little unit. And seems to work fine. And they even make it in kit form. So if I want to want to repair it, I can buy the parts. So no big deal.
All right, well, that's good. As long as it works for you, you're happy. That's what counts. No, I have the cat here. I told you about that. You know, his front paws have six toes. Born with six toes on his front paws. Back paws are normal, five toes. And I spent my whole Social Security check on the home and the cat. I bought a lot of stuff for the house. I don't know if we'll be staying here, you know the problem, but whether I stay here, I'll enjoy it. And if I don't, it makes the house more sellable. So either way, it's a win. I bought a lot of nice stuff for the cat. Among other things, I bought a remote control. It's two. They look like mice. They're on wheels. So the cat thinks they're mice. The remote control unit has two channels for the joystick. So I can go to channel A and channel B. My phone's ringing. Hold on. Real quick, Charlie, 22NSA, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Sam. KD2KNH. And how was your weekend?
Oh, really nice, Charlie. No complaints. Had my daughter earlier this morning help me set up the sprinkler, but I had to buy a new timer for it so I don't have to run in and out. But other than that, it was nice. How was your shoot Saturday?
Actually, all my shoots are done. There was a shotgun shoot on Sunday, but I skipped it. It was a little hot out, so, you know. What can I do? But yeah, we got through all our shoots early. We'll probably do a couple impromptu shoots, but later on when it gets a little cooler.
That's good, Charlie. You really had a nice season with this. Man, I wish I could be there with you. All right, let me let you get back to it, Junior. I just want to say good morning to you. KD2NSJ.
Hey, I'm back. It was a quick phone call.
Sam, always a pleasure. 73, you have a good day. And Richie, unfortunately, I'm just about to arrive to my next stop. But maybe I'll catch you in a little bit. Kitty 2 Candy's clear, 73, guys.
Okay, Charlie. Give me a call later, we'll talk. M2EO, how are you there, Sam?
Good, Junior. I heard you talk about Marshmallow. Marshmallow getting a lot of nice stuff. But when I had a cat, I had a little remote. And they really like that.
Oh, yeah. I bought him a scratching post also, which has toys on it. A lot of that stuff is going to come today or tomorrow. I also bought a lot of stuff for the house. You know, everything adds up. We had bulbs here that were out. Pictures of one or two bulbs that were working, the rest out. I got all new stuff and the chandelier in the dining room is LED, one of the LEDs, bulbs was out. No reasons for that, so I got all that stuff. Between the homeowner, the home stuff, the cat, the cigarettes, I spent my whole Social Security.
Yeah, tell me about it, Richie. I mean, that Social Security check goes so quick, oh my God. All right, I just want to say good morning. I'm glad you and Marshmallow is really getting used to the house, which is good. Have a good time. I'm going to try to grab a cup of coffee. I got my iced coffee from Starbucks. My daughter went and picked it up this morning. I'm going to sit back and relax.
Okay, real quick, Sam, do you know, did you get the increase in Social Security? Because I did. The biggest increase, they said, in 7 years. I read that on Yahoo News. I'm sure they did. No extra care.
Yeah, well, I think we got a raise. But it wasn't a lot, Richard. Maybe $30, $40. I was trying to look. You know what? When you get finished talking, I'm going to look on my bank account and see how much the difference was. I think it was about like $40.
Actually, I think it was more than that. I don't know. But I'm sure Trump did it because it's an election year.
Yeah, I'm going to go look now, Richie. So if you're out there, I'll call you back in about 5 minutes. I'm going to look. And 3 months ago, my check, and see what it is now. All right, KD2NSJ, I'm standing by.
Okay, Sam. No rush. Have your iced coffee. It's not like me. Iced coffee in the morning. Very good. By the way, I don't buy it at Starbucks. I get it just from a bagel place. Any bagel store in the morning has it. I'll catch you later. M2EO.
Okay. I only got Starbucks because that's where she goes. She likes it. I got this thing called Opti Palmel. All right, I'll call you back. I'm clear.
See you later, Rentalia. Thank you.
Call from 4148.
Okay.